Okay, we have to do a reenactment, though, of something that happened in Germany.
Okay.
But we'll do it in English, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Okay, so I went to the dump the other day.
Yeah.
Probably since we last spoke.
Okay.
Okay? And so, you be me going to the dump, and here in Germany, just a little heads up, they give you like a little coupon booklet for every year. You're allowed to go to the dump once for each different kind of item. Like if you have a refrigerator or something, you can go once or whatever it is. Like one electrical item.
Okay.
Okay, so they give you a whole book full. Well, I don't really know how the book works. I just know that you can go to the dump, right? So I got a trailer full of stuff. It's about 1 degree above zero.
Yeah.
It snowed the day before, but now it was a light raining, so it's just terrible, crappy weather.
Right.
So I'm not having, and I'm going to the dump, so it's not like I'm not having a day here.
Okay.
Okay? So you be me, and you have the book with you, and a trailer full of garbage, and you're trying to hand it to the guy. I'll be the guy.
Okay.
You hand it to the, try to hand the book to the guy and just say, you know, here, I don't know what's going on, take whatever. Okay, go.
Okay. Hello, good sir.
14 euros.
Excuse me? I have the book.
14 euros.
What about all these coupons?
14 euros.
For what?
14 euros.
Okay. All right, good sir. Here you go. 14 euros.
That's exactly how I was like, I don't even care now. I will pay you 14 euros to stop saying 14 euros. Hello and welcome to episode 365 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me as always is...
Adam, Vancouver.
We're back.
Yeah.
Bit of a break there.
Yeah, hiatus. I mean,
well, no, we banked a couple shows due to the holidays.
No, a hiatus from us recording.
Oh, that part, yes. No, we were still on the air, though.
Right.
Yeah. Gotcha. See if the listeners noticed if we were on the air still. No? Oh, you guys still do a show? Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good for you. Yeah, so it was a lot busier holiday than I thought it was going to be, so I'm glad we banked those shows.
What, busy in terms of stuff?
In terms
you
of
did?
Nothing. Yeah, but really in terms of nothing. If you look at it, if you step back and look at it on a macro level, which, okay. I don't know why you're looking at my life on a macro level.
Yeah.
That says more about you than it does about me.
Right.
But if I were to do that and look at it, I think, aside from that trip to the dump, I don't know what else was really a big deal. Yet everything just stacks up.
Okay.
Okay. You?
Yeah, we did our usual. We went to Vernon for Christmas and did all the fun stuff we do up there, so the usual, I guess.
That's why and then another reason we bank the shows is because you'd be gone and
yeah,
whatnot. But yeah, so if you do want to get like a day planner or something to plan for your Christmas next year,
okay,
get it on Amazon.
Okay,
click through our site and help us out. We appreciate all the help we get. I'm sure I bought some stuff on Amazon, but I can't remember now.
Yeah, I haven't bought anything recently, but bought a bunch of stuff heading into Christmas presents and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, nothing in the last couple of weeks.
They're lacking in Lego, I've noticed.
Mm.
In the German one, anyways. There's some, but not a ton of options, because I discovered shortly before Christmas that my 4-year-old son is, I would say, ridiculously adept at Lego.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't sit down like a group of his peers and you know, test them all. But just, I was shocked at how like, he knew where everything went, and because he got one for his birthday and he had to put it together in some sort of a whatever the blueprint they gave you.
Right.
And sad to say, he did not need my help.
Okay.
Wow. Wow. I'll go sit in the corner and cry.
Maybe he'll be one of those, you know, he can be like that 42-year-old guy that travels virgins? Around to schools. And what's that?
Virgins?
No. Yes, that too. But right. Whatever they call them, the Lego Master Builders.
Yeah, same.
another word for the same. What's that? Yeah. Is that a homonym?
Yeah, I believe it is. Yeah. So anyway, I tried. So at the last minute, I was going to try to get him some Lego for Christmas, but I couldn't really find anything. Maybe it's the German side. I don't know. We'll find out. It's been a while since I've shopped for Lego.
Right. How's the new camera? Because did you pretty much shoot everything Christmas oriented on the new camera?
I did indeed.
Okay, and
I did. It is great. It shoots so quiet. Like, it is awesome. And it shoots 8 frames a second at its highest speed.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much on par with, I think your 6D probably handles that or close or whatever. Yeah, it is.
I'm going to say that's even faster. I think mine's closer to 6, but.
Yes, 6.5 or whatever. Like, at that point, you're kind of splitting hairs. I didn't buy it for the rapid fire. However, because of the leaf shutter and it's so quiet, you don't even realize you're firing that many off because the mirror isn't flapping up and down, right? There's no mirror.
Right.
And so luckily, the camera shoots 8 frames a second, which means I was able to get 5 photos of my son opening his presents. That kid, so I'm just bragging about him, man. He could not open those presents fast enough.
Right.
Just
on to the next one.
Yeah. Oh, it was like, yep, got one of those. And I was like, wow, where did this come from, man? But they do it different here. And I'm curious to know how you handle the multiple presents when it comes time to. Because you do Christmas morning, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we do Christmas Eve here. But then I want the kids to have the Christmas morning experience. So we do both, which we split the presents in half. We don't double down.
Okay.
Although, honestly, we double down.
Right.
But, and so how my wife's family has always done it is when it's time for the presents after dinner on Christmas Eve, somebody goes and gets all the presents from under the tree and makes a pile in front of each person, and that's their presents. So they have them all sitting there.
Yeah, that's kind of similar.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, that this is conducive to my son's behavior of just, all right, ready, right. Set, rip.
Yeah.
Whereas if you have to get one and then, you know, walk down to the cellar and outside or something, at least you slow it down a little bit.
Right.
It's why I like to eat soup with chopsticks. I just pace myself.
Right. Yeah.
Anyways, so he went nuts with that. But the camera was good. It was I didn't have to bother with a flash. I didn't, you know, I just was so out of the way that I got to enjoy the 8 seconds of present opening.
You know how out of the way my camera was on Christmas morning?
Different house.
Yeah. No, it was there. It was just all the way out of the way, like just in a back bedroom. I did manage, after all the presents were opened, to take the camera out for one shot. One shot of my son got an LA Dodgers jersey from his aunt and an LA Dodgers hat from his other aunt. And he had it on over his Christmas PJs, and I'm like, all right, I'll snap a photo of this. So I went specifically back to get the camera to take a shot of the PJs with the Dodgers stuff, and that was it. The one lone photo that I took. My daughter got a backpack, was her big kind of this fancy backpack. And again, I don't know what the kids are up to these days, but she wanted this very specific backpack, and she wasn't really that enthused about getting a picture with her in the backpack, so I didn't bother. Mm-hmm. And I took one picture after, I don't know, an hour or so after everything had stopped, just with everybody that was there Christmas morning, our family, my brother-in-law and his family, and my in-laws, my mother and father-in-law, just in the living room with a wide angle, just boom, one snap there. So there was a total of 2 photos taken Christmas morning.
I think you did it right, man. That's the move.
What I came to realize, and sort of, you know, from shooting photos at Christmas from years past, is none of them. I have 0 of those photos, except for maybe when the kids were, you know, 4-2 or 1-3, like when they're just tiny. I have no photos anywhere up in an album or up on the wall of Christmas shots. I have a few Christmas lights shots that are up and around my house, but no actual Christmas lights. I can think of one that exists that I have, and again, that was when my kids were very little. But so I just figured, well, I have all these photos from years past that I have taken the time and edited and thought were nice photos, and nothing's ever done with them. So why bother?
That's a good point. I mean, I look back at my childhood, and I think there's like three photos of me, not even opening presents, but with presents when I was a kid, like by the tree. And I thought about it. I was like, wow, you know what? I really, really miss not having 400 pictures of nothing.
Right.
Where are those? Where's my childhood? My childhood was a waste of time. No, I don't. You're right. I feel obliged to snap a couple. And part of it with me is like, all right, you know, I have family members who have sent stuff, who have, you know, either bought stuff on Amazon, which is, speaking of Amazon, it's pretty cool that you can do. In Canada, you can go on the German Amazon, order something delivered to, you know, my house.
Yeah.
From the kids. There's no more shipping and, like, you know, shipping costs and all that stuff. It's pretty awesome what you can do.
Right.
Or people have actually bought stuff in Canada and shipped it over. So I kind of feel obliged to snap the photo of opening that. And then this year I didn't really. I got one and put the camera down for that part. And part of it was also I had a new camera. So on Christmas Eve I snapped a bunch and then said, all right, that's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was never told once. I mean, the biggest accomplishment for me over the Christmas holidays, I was never told once to put my camera away. That's how little I had it out.
I will go one step further. You've done a great job, evidently, of, let's just call it training your mother-in-law to not tell you to get the camera.
Yes.
Because there was a time, you know, a stretch where it was, oh, that's a nice picture. Adam, where's your camera?
Yeah, I know that doesn't happen ever.
No longer.
No longer. It used to happen, you're right, but doesn't happen anymore.
Good.
Or they might think it, but they just would not say it aloud.
Yeah. How did you do that? Was it like a series of electric shocks or what?
I don't know. Maybe she listened to one of my podcasts. No, that's no way that happened. I don't know. I think I just kind of said, I kind of set some ground rules now. I just sort of said, okay, this is the photo. If you guys want this photo this year, this is the time we're going to do it. And just everyone be ready, and we'll do it, and we'll do it very quickly if everyone is ready for the photo. And so that's kind of how it goes. And I said, if you guys don't want to do it, I won't even bring my camera out. And so with the ground rules laid down each time, everyone is very compliant. Because they also know that I'm not bluffing. I will just not bother with the photo. and they do want the photo. Like every year, like the one photo, and I guess we'll get to it in the photo challenge, but the one photo I really bring my camera for each year is the family tractor photo that I take each year.
Yes.
And that's really the only photo that I want to get. So when I go up there, I'm thinking, okay, I want to get that photo because every year it gets framed. My in-laws replace, you know, the last year. I don't think they've put more than one up at a time, but they'll replace last year's tractor photo with the current year's tractor photo and in a frame up on the wall. And we have it in a frame on our wall at our house, so does my sister-in-law. And so that's the one photo I want to get because I know it's actually going to get used, right?
Yeah.
And everyone appreciates it. So basically it's like, okay, this is when we're going to do the tractor photo. Everyone be ready so that we can just get the photo done.
And have there been years where people have let you down and just not been in the photo or not given it their all?
No, I don't think so. I think every year it's gone off without really much of an issue.
Wow, because I've had to learn my kids up on a couple things where, turns out, like, here's a parenting tip for people, in case. If you threaten something, you best follow through with it.
Yes.
Like, if you say, hey, either eat your peas or I'm going to cut you, you better cut them.
Right.
No, but if you say, 100%
agree.
If you, hey.
Except for the cutting part.
No, not the cutting
part.
The
follow through part.
Yeah. I'll often use the other side of the knife just to scare them, like the dull side. If you say to them, hey, you know what? One more word out of you and we're out in the car. You better do it.
I usually follow it up with, just try me.
I do that too. But early on, they try you.
Yeah.
And then you have to get upset, and you're like, I should have picked something better. One more word, and you're in the hot tub with me, or with a with a Monte Cristo coffee.
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
I completely agree, and I always do. Also, especially with children, when you're prepping them for a photo, I give them plenty of notice. What I've come to realize over the years, and maybe this applies to adults as well, is that, you know, it's kind of like if it's time to go and the kids are having fun, I mean, general ground rule, I think, of good parenting is give them a countdown, give them 10 minutes, like 10 minutes and we're going, you know, and that way it's not, okay, we're having a blast and right now get out of wherever you're going and let's go right now. Like, they got a little bit of a heads up, and I think, you know, mentally they can kind of prepare themselves, okay, the fun is winding down and it's going to be time to stop and leave and do something else. And so, you know, when that comes to a photo, same thing. I kind of give them a, all right, we're going to go out and, you know, sled for a while, and at, you know, 2:30 we're going to take the photo. So when I tell you it's 2:30, we're going to stop and we're going to do this. And then guess what? You can go back to sledding. This will take 5 minutes if everyone cooperates, but I'm just telling you how it's going to go. So I think that kind of game planning, every kid's different, but my kids are, they like to know how the day's going to go. And so this sort of heads up time is really helpful.
Reasonable.
Yeah. And then you can call them on it, or the adults or whatever, and just said, we talked about this. When I said 2:30, I meant 2:30 for a reason, and so now it's time to comply. And it turns out nobody sort of argues, because it's all been made they've been made aware well in advance.
See, every year we try to take the picture of the cousins, my kids and their cousins, and it's four kids all together.
Yeah,
and one of them, the cousin, he's a little bit older. He's 41, and so it's awkward.
No, the other ones are six.
Yeah. No, my daughter's six. I think he's eight. And the other one's like six. And so they're, three of them are like this close to the same age, and one's just a couple years older, but it's a big couple years, right?
Yeah.
And so without getting into too much of the psychobabble nonsense, we take a picture of the four of them, you know, for Oma. Oma wants a picture of her four grandkids, right?
Right.
And so we go to snap the photo, and he's a dick. Like, he just behaves like, not even that he behaves like a dick, he can just be a complete dick.
Okay.
And so, like, last year, I think it was last year, you get them together, and yeah, he's not doing it. He walks off. No, I'm going to go over here and play. And they're like calling him. And then finally I said, no, he's out. Like, last chance, buddy. Count to five. Either in or you're out. And he doesn't. Oh, no, wait. And I was like, no. Try me, like you said. I said, just try me. So I snapped the photo of the three of them, framed it extra large.
Poster size.
Oh, you got to go big on that. I'll project it to a cloud at this point, because out of spite.
Right.
I know you're eight, but I'm going to win this one. Anyways, so, yeah. Cut to this year. Was it this year? Yeah, it was this year. Yeah, same thing. Just not doing it.
Oh, like, no.
All right. Well, back to back. Yeah. Yeah.
It's every year. It's the photo of the grandkids minus one.
Pretty much.
You just need a separate accompanying photo of him with a sour look on his face.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy to do that. Just not even frame it, though. Just here you go. Yeah. Just print it on a black and white crappy printer. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Anyways, so you got to follow through with it. Okay. Christmas Eve, I'm getting all my Christmas stories out here.
Okay.
Went to the, my daughter wanted to go to church on Christmas Eve, more so because they do the nativity play, right?
Gotcha.
And she wanted to go see that, which is weird because she has religion class at school and hates it. I was like, well, pick a horse, man.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Anyways, so we go, and it's a very small church in a nearby village. And so you have to get there early, which is like doubles down. Because spoiler alert, I'm not a humongous fan of church, just in general.
Right.
And so I don't go. But excuse me, my daughter wanted to go, and then so I'm, you know, my wife said, well, we could all go, and then on the way, you know, on the way to dinner. So we'll go, and then the three of them sit down front, my wife and my two kids, and I'm stuck on the balcony at the back. Can't see a thing. All I can do is sit in the back and listen, right?
Yeah.
And it's jammed. Like, it is just shoulder to shoulder in there, and people are swarming around, snapping photos of their, like, because, you know, in all fairness, it's their kids are in the, like, someone's kids playing Joseph, right?
Yeah.
And one of them's playing the lobster. We don't know. And so, so it's just like, it's my two things I like the least is going to church, and then also being in cramped places with tons of people who just aren't aware of their surroundings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, I'm just claustrophobic in that situation when I can't control it. And right then, just before we get started, they have a massive Christmas tree. It's like a three-story Christmas tree. Probably two stories. I'm probably being a little bit overdoing it there. It's like a two-story massive Christmas tree in the church. So it's like a very vault, like it's like a vaulted ceiling, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you've probably seen the pictures I've posted before. But how do you light the Christmas tree here?
Good question. I don't know.
Candles. With candles.
So it's I was thinking of a different kind of light, yeah.
No. So they have, so the tree's got candles all over it.
Yeah.
And that now they have to light them. Well, just before the show gets going, the service, I guess we call it in the church world.
The show, yeah.
Gottesdienst. The guy's got to light it. Well, he can't get up there. So he's fashioned this super long poking stick from Friends, like a bunch of chopsticks taped together.
Yeah.
And on the end, he's put a candle. He's lit that candle on the end. And it's just, but the thing is just bowing. Like I don't know how to describe it. It's just this massive, way, way, way too long. He can't control it, and so he's just waving this open flame around the tree. tries to light it. I can see the thing dripping flame, and I'm like, oh. And so if something happens, I can't even get out because we're just jammed in here with everybody taking, you know, wanting to take pictures of their kids. So I was not happy about that. I was right. Just the whole hour we were sitting in there, I just sitting watching those candles. Going, all right, if one of these goes down, I'm leaping over the balcony. That's what I'm going to do here. Fortunately, Christmas miracle, that didn't happen.
Awesome.
There you go.
Maybe they sell a extender candle tree lighting stick at Amazon.
Or some LEDs.
Oh, sure. Even better.
We're traditionalists. Like, we still had the candles this year, but we actually bought LEDs, and I went hybrid. So we went candles most of the time. LEDs most of the time. And then, you know, the candles once or twice for the special occasions.
Right.
Do it. Check it out. And I bought those on Amazon.
Awesome.
All right. Other than that, just getting caught up on editing photos, archiving 2017 so I can start fresh, that kind of stuff, blah, blah, blah. Maybe we'll talk about holiday weight next week.
Okay.
What do you do? We'll figure out what you do for holiday weight because it happens.
Holiday weight?
Yeah.
Like how to shed weight.
Well, sort of how to keep it off in the first place, but...
Okay.
Save it. That's next week.
Okay.
All right. Photo challenge. We're doing the monthly photo challenge next week because today is January the 1st, and we want to give everybody enough time to post their year-end photos. All three of you got to get those
get
in
together,
out of the wire.
Yeah, get it together.
Yeah, so we'll handle that next week. On January the 8th. But the photo challenge. Oh, one more thing I shot that was I thought was interesting that I wanted to show you is on Boxing Day we went along with the cousins and Opa and Grandma and Grandpa, Opa and Oma. Just went for a hike out in a village nearby, and I brought the X100, and just want to share a photo like pretty much straight out of camera that I snapped this with the X100.
Cool.
So they are hiking.
Cool looking clouds.
it is the blue skies, the thing, and what I find the most, like the what besides the fact that I love the camera for being compact and a good camera, consistently having that 35mm focal length changes what you include in the photo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would never really think to shoot this photo this wide in the past.
Right.
But I saw the opportunity with a very uncluttered background, and thought, yeah, I'm going to start shooting a little wider. And so just wanted to post that. But the cool thing was that it's pretty much straight out of camera. So, yeah, still loving that camera.
Nice.
All right. Okay. We'll talk about that next week, too. I just shot a wedding, literally half an hour ago.
Yeah, save it. That's an episode to itself.
It's not.
No, it is.
It's not. It's not. It's boring, actually.
Okay.
Except for one tidbit I can get out in under 15 seconds.
Okay, where are you going to save it?
You know how... No, I'm doing it right now.
Oh.
You know how they're doing, after the wedding, everyone wants to, they do, the receiving line kind of thing where everyone's shaking hands and hugging and all that?
Yeah.
I hate that part, as it is.
Yeah, it doesn't happen at every wedding, does it?
No, I don't know. Most weddings I'm at, it happens, and so, or they'll have what's called the sekt umfang, the champagne part after. That's always a big thing here. It's like as soon as the ceremony's done, you go outside and have champagne. That's kind of a thing. Well, sekt or prosecco or something like that.
Yeah.
And so they want pictures of that. Well, that's always the hardest part. Like, it really is difficult because they're hugging, they're facing each other. So which angle do you get? Like, it's always hard to get someone's face. Well, this. Today they decided to ramp it up, and the bride is in a group that doesn't matter. Part of their cost, they have costumes in the group, and they dress up for the parade every year as Mexicans. And so they all have these massive sombreros, like just the biggest sombreros you could possibly get in Germany.
Okay.
And they're not wearing them on their head; they're wearing them around their neck. So they're basically like giant sombreros blocking my camera at every possible turn. And they're just milling about the crowd, slamming into everybody with these sombreros. I'm like, well, I can't take a picture of anything. You're right. I should have saved that for zero episodes.
Hey,
you haven't had a sombrero at a wedding, so come on.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I had a funny photo encounter since we last talked.
Okay.
I was doing some photos for some people that I know, like family portrait stuff that they wanted. I guess they're going to give away as Christmas presents and stuff.
Was it Billy Joel?
No, it wasn't Billy Joel.
Oh, but that'd be cool.
It was similar to that.
Okay.
But we went out to Gary Point at Magic Hour and a family of five and took some photos right out at, my favorite spot out there by the wharf and the fisherman's monument with the mm-hmm. big needle that I've had in a zillion photos over the years. But anyways, so it's Magic Hour and we're there and basically sun's going down. It gets to that perfect sunset sort of orangey light. And I was snapping off a bunch of photos right around the monument. And some lady comes up to me with her cell phone and there's the five of us, but there's other people just kind of milling around at the needle, and she wants everyone to clear out so she can get a empty photo of the needle at sunset.
Yeah, no.
no, but the worst part was, okay, so she talked to Jack. Jack was there helping assist me. I needed an assistant. Actually, I didn't need one, but I wanted one. And I was kind of, basically giving him incentive to, work. So I was like, okay, you come with me. You help move things around and I'll pay you $10 or whatever it was. And so he was happy to come and do the work and earn some money. But anyways, the lady talked to him, or she was talking to him because I was shooting photos. And he was so confused. He was confused by it. Like, what is the request that you want us to just vacate, just leave, right?
Yeah.
And so anyway, so I overheard it, and then I said, oh, what is it you would like? And she wanted us to leave. So she could take this picture of the monument with the sunset in behind it. And mm-hmm. so then I said, okay, we'll step away so you can take that shot. So we kind of moved back with the people I was with and gave her room to take the shot. And then she stood back. She tried to compose her shot. And then she turned away in a huff and walked away and just said, I can't do it anyways because your jackets are still there. And then she left.
Oh, no. I can't do it anyway because you're... Hey, well, maybe she'll go fall in the river.
Yeah, it just seemed like a pretty unreasonable request. Have you ever done this? Like, I've never done this. I've never gone to a public space where there's a bunch of people around and asked them to move so that I could... I'll wait for them to move out of the background or something. Or if you go somewhere, you know, where it's a busy kind of touristy spot... You know, everyone kind of jumps in and takes their turn, but never would I sort of say, okay, everyone just vacate. I've got a good shot here, again, that I need to take on my cell phone.
I've actually done it one time.
Wow.
I had them shut down Times Square so I could film Tom Cruise racing his Mustang. No, that was Cameron Crowe. Cameron Crowe did that.
Yeah.
I'm mixing up my life with Cameron Crowe directing Vanilla Sky.
Okay.
Again, not the first time that's happened.
Right.
Yeah. No, I would never do, that's what Photoshop is for, lady.
Or like, not, you're still shooting into a sunset, which is going to make everything go to a silhouette anyways, and what's wrong with a few silhouettes of people walking around a monument like that? There's always people there.
Yeah, I don't understand what people's problems there are. I'm kind of glad I wasn't there. I would have just got fired up.
I was perplexed enough to comply, but it still wasn't good enough.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm happy to step back for a minute. Like, I'm like, all right, you get it ready, and then because I'm like, you're on the clock, you have 15 seconds,
right?
And then that's fine. And I'm happy to help people out, and that's if I can, but. You know, oh, your jackets are still there? All right, well, don't just ask us. Hey, can you grab your jackets? We'll help you. We're obviously helping.
It was a bit bizarre. Plus, you know, we were quite obviously doing something, you know, like, you know, right at that moment. And so everyone else stopped for me and my cell phone so I can do this. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Just a little bit of a tell, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right, your story was better.
Okay.
Yeah, you win. All right, photo challenge. I don't know if we mentioned it last show that we would even... I don't think we issued a challenge.
Okay.
Because there was some confusion, like it was going to be the monthly one, but now it isn't. And that was just a scheduling snafu. But offline we spoke, and we said it would be Christmas. Kind of a softball laid in there for us.
Right.
Although, I didn't really have any awesome Christmas photos, and so, you know, I thought, oh no. But let's have a look at yours first, because you've already alluded to yours.
Okay.
This is your yearly tractor photo.
Yeah, this is the yearly tractor photo, so...
I don't have them all next to me right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is your best one by far.
Yeah, it is the best one, for sure.
Because why?
It just, the perfect light.
That's not giving yourself enough credit though.
Okay,
unless you shoehorned everybody in there at the exact hour, which I'm sure you planned.
I did. Yeah.
What time of day is this?
This is about 2:30, and mm-hmm. I had planned to do it at 3 because I had looked this is the second day we were in Vernon, and the first day we were in Vernon it was very overcast and it was very cold, like very very cold. And so,
I heard, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't, whatever it was, minus 15, minus 16. I mean, we're still out in tobogganing, but it was not a good day to try to do a photo where everyone's standing around for a few minutes. So, did not intend to do it the first day, but kind of kept an eye at what time of day would be good as far as the light was concerned for the next day. And turns out 3 o'clock was a pretty good timing because there's big, like, they're surrounded by mountains. This is the backyard, essentially, of my in-laws. They're surrounded by big kind of mountains. So we're on a huge slope here. So the cameras obviously you know, higher than the people, which is what creates this perspective. Because this is the tobogganing hill, which is just camera left. You can sort of see where he's plowed banks for the toboggan run with that tractor. So we're on this big downslope, but the sun is setting behind us. But because of the huge slope in the mountains on the other side, sunset is quite early there because, it dips behind those mountains and then it just basically gets dark. Mm-hmm. So 3 o'clock, I think technically sunset was supposed to be around 3 o'clock in that sun's real close to the top of those hills. So we planned to do it just before 3. But then as it turned out that day, we got a sunny day. And then just around 2:30, some clouds moved in to create this perfectly diffused... Oh. Like, it wasn't like heavy clouds, just enough to sit in front of the sun and create that nice, soft, warm light. Mm-hmm. And then I said, okay, we have to do it right now because we will not do better than this light ever. Mm-hmm. And so my father-in-law pulled the tractor in to a spot, and then we basically gathered around. This is the first of 3 takes. The other 2 takes were not as good. First one was the winner. And, just basically stuck my 5D... Classic on a tripod and 50 mil lens, put it in a spot to try to get a bunch of the surroundings.
50 mil at about f5.6?
Yeah, 5.6 or 6.3, something like that, in that range. And then basically just did the push the timer and then do the run-in. I didn't bring the remote or anything like that. I did 3 run-ins and that's it. Just created a spot for myself and ran around and got into the shot. And simple as that. Nothing
is this,
else.
Now, compared to past years, now what I like the light.
Yeah.
The pose looks great. I guess maybe everybody's getting older. The kids are getting older enough that they will listen to you.
Yeah.
And cooperate. Whereas, you know, my kids still will not. You know, they'd be trying to slash the tires of the tractor. no, they're fine. They're not that bad. They're not cooperating though. But so everyone's cooperating. You got nice lined up right across the middle of the tractor there. Two people in front on either side, like what's going on. You see everybody's faces. The light on the faces is perfect. The snow is just right below the being overexposed, right where it should be. The trees are muted because there is snow on them, but also like they're not, the contrast isn't ramped up. And then the sky. The sky is perfect. If it was way more blue, like it just wouldn't fit, it would take away from the photo, like the focus of the photo. But it's still a nice little blue. Like it's very real to what's going on. So everything's balanced. But I think what I like the best about it is that it, again, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't have the other ones on hand, it seems to be wider than normal.
Yeah, it is. And I did it twice. I moved the camera back, or sorry, closer. I did this first. I did this wide first. And then I thought, that's not generally how I do it. So I better bring the camera a little closer for the kind of composition that I typically do. Mm-hmm. And then I looked at the two of them and I said, no contest. I just really prefer the wide over
no
the...
question.
Yeah, so...
Next year, go close again, though.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Again, it's a totally different perspective. Plus, because I moved the camera back and because going back changes the angle slightly, I liked where the heads fell like
below
over
the
snow.
Line.
Exactly, below the tree line versus when I brought it closer, now I'm coming more level with their eye line and then the back of their heads become more muddled with the background.
Yes. The bummer, here's the only bummer. I'm gonna play down for a sec.
Okay.
The bummer is because of the time of year this was taken, this can't be your Christmas card.
Yeah.
You know what? In fact, you should consider just shooting one with just the trick. Because you can't get it out in time, obviously, because it's past Christmas. But also, by next year, the kids will have grown.
Yeah.
And so you'll want to go, something more recent. You got to do one of just the empty tractor and then Photoshop the kids in just before, like in December the 1st. That's what you got to do.
Okay.
So, no, this one's going on. Is it on your wall already?
No. I just I just basically uploaded my photos from Christmas yesterday, so right. I just pulled this photo, but I haven't even showed it to the in-laws or anybody yet. So I think it's
hear that, listeners.
What's that?
Hear that, listeners?
Yeah, first to the dance.
No, if I this is the one. This is the one that you get framed large. I know you don't have tons of room on your walls because you know so many photos up already. But if you were to take some down, I would get this one printed up very, very large.
Okay.
So do that one. I might get it printed up large. You know what you should do? You know, it'd be kind of funny, though, is what's just before you do that, it'll cost you a couple bucks, but it might be worth it. Next time your brother-in-law, who is, you know, for the listeners who don't know, is, you know, one of my best friends. I was best man at his wedding. He's the one whose hockey jersey I wore last year without any clothes on. It would be funny if you just Photoshop him out of the picture and then get it printed and put on your wall. And next time he shows up, he sees it.
that would be kind of funny and mean all at the same time.
They're not mutually exclusive.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that'd be awesome. Or even with the one you send out, just go, yeah, here we go. Don't mention it. Just see how long it takes for someone to mention something.
Where's Spence?
Yeah. There you go. All right. Let's have a look at mine. Like I said, I didn't have a Christmas snapshot that I thought was any good. So we went with it. We shot this today.
Okay.
The end.
I like it.
All right.
Yeah,
it was sort of the launching off point was someone had sent me Kevin Hart's Christmas card.
That's exactly, and you sent it to me, and I looked at this and thought this reminds me so much of that, but I didn't have that right in front of me, and I didn't know if that was intentional or not intentional. Yes. But yeah, it totally reminded me of that. So
inspiration.
Take us through how you did this, anyways.
This was shot in my basement.
Okay.
Obviously, this was shot in front of I did it in front of a gray background because I saw a kick-ass tutorial on the YouTube about how to key out, like how to deal with hair with a perfectly gray background. It's very easy to mask out the background and replace the background, like especially around hair.
Okay.
And the guy who was doing it was just blowing. He's just awesome. Like it was like, wow, it was like 5 minutes. It didn't work for me. I was not as good as him, so yeah. I still had to do some cutting. Not too bad though. Not too bad. It took me probably to cut all four people out because I shot all four people separately. Because I originally thought, okay, I'll shoot my son and myself first, and then my daughter and my wife in one shot. But even then, the chances of getting everybody to do the right face at the same time, like in the image, in the same image, it's not going to happen. And so I shot everybody individually, and then just essentially just cut them out, which didn't take under an hour, to do all four people. Hang on, my wife wants to know if we're going to be done in 15 or 25 minutes.
Hopefully, 15.
Yeah, hopefully 15, Adam says. Okay. Yeah. Dinner time. What are you going to do?
Gotcha.
Anyways, and so I shot everybody individually. There's two lights behind, two one light on either side, sort of like side lighting, like rim lighting.
Yeah.
And then one umbrella camera left and high, just as a key light. And it's the same light for everybody. I didn't change the lights at all. I didn't change the camera position. I just shot them all the same so that we would all sort of be relatively the same size when I shrunk everybody down.
Yeah.
And threw them over top of the background. So.
Gotcha. No, it looks good.
Yeah, that's it. My wife and I were not happy with with the Christmas card we shot, which we talked about like a month ago or 2 months ago.
Yeah.
We didn't like that. We never sent it out. And we realize as we get Christmas cards every year from people that are, you know, half-assed iPhone photos, we think, well, what we for some reason we never send Christmas cards out. You'd think we would. I mean, host of an internationally acclaimed podcast about photography.
Right. Yeah.
You'd think I'd send out some cool Christmas, but no. Evidently not.
Right.
It just becomes, the time of year is very, very busy for me, and we never do it. So I thought, oh, yeah, we'll do this for New Year's then. We'll send this out for New Year's.
Perfect, yeah.
So there you go. And I think for me, the highlight is the look on my son's face.
Yeah, he definitely wins.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Not much else to say about that photo. All right, so let's talk a little bit more about your Christmas vacation before we hang this up, because okay. You took a lot. You had a lot. I don't want to say it like that, but you had a lot better. Just where you are, the location there is way better photographically than where I was.
Okay, yeah,
I miss it. Probably
fair.
I love it there. In fact, I've never even been there in the snow like that. Is it guaranteed snow every Christmas?
No, actually, they generally expect snow, but there's been years in the past where there's not enough for sledding. So
really, yeah.
And this year was crunch time. About 2 weeks before, they really didn't have much snow at all. So it snowed a lot in the week leading up to Christmas, and my kids were avidly watching forecasts because that's it. Like for them, that's the bulk of what they're doing up there. They're spending, 3 to 4 hours each day, like tobogganing. Like it is tobogganing mm-hmm. is on all the time, over and over and over and over again, and basically, for those listeners that have heard us talk about this in the past, if you've been around for more than a year, then you've probably seen or heard us talk about this. But, my father-in-law has an ATV, actually has two of them. And depending on how many kids are out tobogganing, because sometimes you'll get friends and family and there'll be a whole bunch of people tobogganing. And a lot of the adults, grandmas will be on the toboggan run. Depending on how many people are out there, they'll run, two ATVs at a time, just circling around and picking the kids up and bringing them to the top, because it's about a 10-minute walk back up the hill. Like, the toboggan mm-hmm. run is so far that it will take a kid 10 minutes to walk it. And when you're in minus whatever we were, 15, 18 degrees, that's a long 10 minutes each time. And so they won't last very long. The adults generally walk it, although I'm either... Oftentimes I'm the driver, or sometimes lazy enough that I'll hitch a ride with the kids back up to the top. That's my move. Uh-huh. But it is like easy to spend 3 or 4 hours when you just get towed to the top every time and then you just slide back down.
Right. That's my son's dream. My son who's 4 years old. For example, today it snowed. It started snowing when they were going to bed last night. Right. Here in Germany, it started snowing, but my wife knew that the forecast was all of a sudden, like it was cold, -3, whatever it was. The forecast was, it was supposed to be +12 or +14 today, like in the afternoon, which is crazy. But she knew that. And so she said she set the alarm for like 6 a.m. because my son wanted to play in the snow before it melted.
Yeah.
And so that was it. He was outside. It was still dark out, but to put the porch light on and all that so he could play in the snow. So what I'm looking at right now in your photos, this is his dream. He does not know that this exists.
Yeah, yeah.
And so yeah, if you could guarantee snow, I would say we would try to plan a Christmas vacation back in there, and we'd go to Vernon. You'd also have to find somewhere to stay because we're staying with your in-laws.
Right, yeah. No, they would be absolutely fine with that. But no, it's, again, it's so much fun. And I don't even know what to compare it to, because nowadays, like with the way, kids play, and play to me from when I was a kid seems to change so much.
Right.
And it seems to be so much more parental involvement. And this is so different. This is they can just go and do it, and it's outside and fresh air.
Who drives the ATV?
What's that?
Who drives the ATV?
Usually,
parents.
A parent. Or yeah, yeah. You know, that part of it does require a parent. But they have so much fun, and it's outside, and it's unplugged, and it's mm-hmm. nobody complaining, and it's hours and hours, and then they can't wait to do it again. And there's not much out there that I can say is like that, that is, and that they'll do 4 days in a row and be sad when they can't do it a fifth day when it's time to go home.
And it is, I would say, relatively not organized.
Yes, yes.
Which is awesome, like in a good way.
Yeah, and sometimes it's like, okay, let's make a train with 8 people, and then sometimes it's just like, I'm going to grab a sled and I'm just going to go down on my stomach. Like, it's any way you want it to be. That mm-hmm. part is super fun. And it's also cool in that you can have, you know, grandmas and grandchildren and anybody in between. Like, it's the fun. Everybody loves it. It's not just for kids.
Do you have a fire going out there?
Yes, there's a fire right at the top. So
awesome.
You get to the top and they have a fire where you just can warm your hands or feet for a couple minutes before you go again. Yeah, it's right.
Do people
right
make
by
coffee?
The starting gate. People make everything, but I'd say it's more booze than coffee.
Okay, wait. I was getting to that. I was leading into it. Do they make Bailey's coffee?
They do. We my brother-in-law and I both had Bailey's coffee. They have this. People carry little flasks of that Fireball stuff, that cinnamon sort of liquor. That is being well consumed on the hill, and it's a community event. There are so many people on Boxing Day. They always host a party, and there are so many people on the Toboggan Run. It's so fun. And then my kid's favorite thing. We started this tradition last year, and now it's going to be forever. Is that at the end of the Boxing Day party, basically whatever time it is, it winds down. It usually starts at around 3 o'clock. When the Boxing Day party winds down, this time it was probably around 10 o'clock at night, my father-in-law goes up onto the roof of the shed and puts this giant floodlight up, and then we toboggan in the dark.
Oh, wow.
And it is so fun. The tobogganing in the dark is so fun. Surprisingly, the floodlight that he has up there can pretty much illuminate. You can see the whole way down, like enough that, you know, you don't feel like you're flying blind out there. But it is so fun. The kids love it. So we did about, I don't know, 7 or 8 runs that night in the darkness with about 6 people who had been overserved at the party. So that was fun.
Sure. You never hear stories about drunk people on the ATV going wrong. it's never that.
The person driving the ATV was sober. It was just it was just the riders outside of the children that were overserved.
Nice. Let's have a look at some of the photos. So here they are riding on the ATV.
Yeah. So always take that shot. That's just
now these are of, this is your 5D Classic.
Yes, this is the 5D Classic with a wide angle lens. I shot most of it with that 19-35, just thinking, I'm going to do something different. And so I'm pretty sure the bulk of these are the 19-35. So, yeah, I have that shot. And then I have...
This is too good for an $8 lens.
Yeah. And that lens is... Again, I'm always surprised that it is as good as it is. It's a little bit on the slow side. So when I'm shooting, you know, action shots... In terms of focusing speed, it can be a little bit challenging. But if I do a focus trap, then it's just fine. But yeah, if you can't do the things with it that you could with the 85
or the 50. At 19 mil at an f/8, do a semi focus trap. It's all going to be in focus anyway. Who cares?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
What do you want? So, magic lens?
Yeah. No, I don't expect a magic lens. So. Yeah, and then you'll see it. I mean, we don't have to talk too much about any of the photos in particular. There's some action shots of my kids and their cousins sledding. There's one of my father-in-law driving the tractor.
I like that one too. I like the muted red colors. I like what's going on there. There's a lot going on. It's like got this cough. I'm jealous of the I feel like I would probably, if I did come there at Christmas, I would waste my whole time there just shooting photos. The opportunities to shoot great photos just seem endless.
Yeah, and they are, and I think partly this year, one of the reasons I shot less outside anyways was because it was so cold.
Right.
So I didn't have proper gloves that I could really shoot well with or shoot at all with. So I have the gloves off and I'm lying in the snow and it's minus 18 and I can feel my fingers just going numb. And then I think, okay, what's the point of this? Because the kids are bundled up so much. Like, you see, there's a photo of Jack on his stomach on one of these sleds going down the hill. You know, there's it's pretty unrecognizable, other than you see, you know, his eyes and, you know, I know his jacket and his hat, but that's what they look like coming down the hill because of how cold it was. So then I thought, well, what am I going to do with any of the photos? I do like the one of Lisa and Sarah crashing into the bank. Like, yep. They come around the corner and they hit the bank, and there's a photo that I took just before they hit the bank where Lisa's kind of mouth wide open and prepping for it, and then where they actually hit the bank.
And because and all of the that snow being backlit is great.
Yeah, I like that too, because you know, this is again right around that 3 o'clock time where the sun's low, just out of frame, and so it's lighting up everything from the back. So I like that. And then there's
a couple of blown out pixels in the foreground though.
Yeah, there is that for sure.
So throw that out, just delete this one.
And then there was one where I tried to put a light try to do your move, and it didn't really pan out that great. You can't even tell that it's lit. But there's one where Sarah and Jack, it's probably the last one of the sledding ones, where they're coming down. Jack's just behind Sarah. Sarah's got like the bandana over her face. And I put two flashes, one on either side, in a Ziploc bag just on the snowbank, and tried to set a trap to light it. And turns out it doesn't really, again, in high speed sync, not enough flash power to really make much of a difference.
No.
So that went away real quick. So that was the one attempt at lighting, again, because it's just too bright with little flashes just not enough flash power to do much damage with.
And then I'm looking at, there's your son in his Kershaw jersey.
Yep, he got
the big Kershaw fan.
That's what he wanted. He had that on his Christmas list. Is he really wanted a Clayton Kershaw jersey? And so and he wanted it to be the blue one. And the hat from the other aunt was a bonus. So he's been wearing this jersey and hat combo pretty much every day since he got it. So I could say he's definitely happy with the jersey.
I you can tell him I love watching Kershaw pitch.
There you go.
In fact, if you said to me, and this was what happened, hey, who would you like to want a chance to hit off of? Like, you, just for a fantasy thing, you hit off anybody in the bigs, I think it'd be Kershaw. Well, even though it's lefty on lefty, that's it's crazy talk, but I think that would be the guy I'd like to take a shot at.
I'll
and strike
him.
Out. Yeah, let him
and
know.
Strike out. Yeah, let him know. Strike out.
Or maybe he could talk to Kershaw and he could have him throw it in my throat.
Yeah.
There you go. That would not be 95 mile an hour in the throat from a lefty. That wouldn't be.
Wouldn't feel good.
No, I wouldn't be happy about that. And then the last photo looks like it was shot with your other camera.
Yeah, it was shot with my other camera. Handed it off to my brother-in-law at the rink. Again, haven't talked much about the rink because we only spent about 45 minutes there because it was just too cold.
Yeah.
And I went one day with my daughter and I. My son had a cold, and so we kind of deterred him from going because, again, it was so cold and he was coughing. And so my daughter and I went, met my brother-in-law and his daughter, and we skated around for a little bit. But it was so cold that, I mean, it's one thing with well-insulated boots on the hill where your toes, you know, get a little cold. In skates, even with two pairs of socks, my toes went numb every 15 minutes. And they had a fire pit next to the rink too. So we'd, you know, skate for a bit, go warm our toes for a bit, skate for a bit. And then it was just like, okay, forget this nonsense. So skating really wasn't a big part of this year's holiday just on account of how cold it was.
Understandable, man.
Yeah.
I feel the
and
same
And no
way.
One else, like my wife didn't come. The grandparents didn't come. It was everyone just basically said, yeah, too cold.
I understand. I feel the same way. I mean, plus my skates are designed. They're not designed to fit with two pairs of socks. Like, they're pretty much contoured to my feet.
Yeah.
So it's all normally I only wear one very, very thin pair. And so when it gets cold over here, because our indoor rink actually is technically outside, so when it's minus 10 and we go, my feet get cold pretty quick.
Yeah.
Not really used to that, but... No, great. Looks like great photos, great opportunities. And even though it sounds like you didn't take a whole bunch, like spray and, you know, pray for them and then pick some, it sounds like you just shot the ones you wanted.
Yeah.
No, it sounds like a great place. I look forward to next year. We'll see. If we can guarantee snow, then I'll put a 50-50 chance that we'll make it happen.
Okay. So. I will put out a 80% chance of good tobogganing snow. We've last 4 years since we've been going with our kids, we're 4 for 4. So
it all comes down to how my wife and my daughter, because she's in school, how their Christmas vacation lines up, though.
Gotcha.
So it becomes like I'm happy to just say that to my, you know, my daughter, hey, you can miss a week of school. I don't care. What are you learning anyway? And but my wife does not feel that way.
Gotcha.
Plus, she'd be fired. So that's negative. And that, you know, she's the one paying for it. So
right.
Huh, that's a twofer. All right. Challenge next week is our monthly one. It is the holidays that we'll talk about our December monthly challenge. Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca. And just so everybody knows, I did update my website about 2 weeks ago. Not with the Vernon pictures, but with some of the more recent family photo shoots that I've done. I put some new photos out there, took some other ones down. And so, yeah, I did a little bit of website updating. So go check it out at adamschwartz.ca. And what about your stuff?
Do it. You can find my stuff at alanatridge.com or go to twohosers.com for all the stuff we just talked about, the photos from Vernon and challenge photos, all the links to Amazon. Everything is there. And before we say that's it, hey, everybody, have a safe and happy new year. Adam?
Yeah, do that.
Same. Do the same. Well, you're listening to this, it probably is the new year. Although, yeah, I'll delay it so it goes out at midnight your time, Adam.
Okay.
Normally it goes out a little bit earlier, I think. I'm going to say 10.
Great.
No, you're not sitting there about to say, refresh. 9:59, do it. So, anyways, everybody, have a good and safe New Year's, and we'll that's it. What do I say now? I forget now because I threw it off.
Go out there and take better
photos. Get out there and make better photos.